We are talking about volunteering. It's something which people of all ages, all backgrounds can get involved in, whether you are a young person, you're perhaps maybe working, or you're retired. There are all sorts of opportunities, especially within RNIB. And we often talk about the benefits of volunteering to not just the organisation, but the individual as well. Sometimes even volunteering can lead to employment. Now, today we have with us Khadija Ali, who not only volunteers for RNIB but works with RNIB as well. Khadija, your first taste of volunteering then, was that with Citizens Advice?
Yes, it was. I started as a volunteer at Citizens Advice 15 years ago as a generalist advisor, and I really enjoyed it. It was fantastic. I mean, I gained a lot of experience, and then I took up employment there, and I'm still there actually on a part-time basis. So yes, that's where I started my volunteering.
Okay, so what interests you in volunteering? What appealed to you about it?
I just think it's a fantastic way to support people, and at the same time you're learning, you're gaining experience. I learned so much from Citizens Advice Bureau, and I'm still learning, and all that vast knowledge, especially of welfare benefits, has meant that I can now use that knowledge to support other people, people living with sight loss. So I've transferred those skills in other aspects of my life. So I think it's not just helping me, it's you can use all those skills to help so many other people.
Your volunteering led to employment with Citizens Advice. Did you have an idea of what you wanted to do with volunteering, or was it just a kind of, well, we'll try it and see what it's like?
I actually was always very interested in advice and information, and Citizens Advice Bureau is a fantastic place to gain skills, and it's an organisation that provides information and advice, so it was ideal for me to volunteer there.
So you're now working with Citizens Advice on a part-time basis, and you're also working with RNIB, so how did that come about?
Well, I have an eye condition, and an immediate family member is registered blind, and so I've always had sight loss close to my heart. That's why I was also interested in working for RNIB, because I thought my own experiences would mean I can empathise with people living with sight loss or services for people living with sight loss. So I went on the RNIB website and I saw this job, and it was ideal. So the current job I do as a telephone fundraiser, it's home based, which means it's flexible. I can work around all my other roles and as a carer, because I'm also a carer for my mum. So that's why it was an ideal job to apply for. And at the same time, I'm supporting people living with sight loss.
A real example there, Khadija, of the flexibility of volunteering. You don't have to give 36 hours a week, you know, 45 weeks a year or something like that. You really can tailor it to your lifestyle.
That's right. So I'm assisting people, working with people living with sight loss, but at the same time it's helping me because I can get all the other things I need to do done.
Tell me about the volunteering role that you have then within RNIB.
I'm a volunteer benefit form filler. So my role is to contact customers who have pre-arranged appointments, and I assist them to complete their benefit forms. It's usually either a personal independence payment form, PIP, or a attendance allowance form. So what the customer would already have done is contacted the DWP, Department for Work and Pensions, who would have issued them the benefit form. Once they receive the benefit form, they contact the RNIB helpline, and they're transferred to the sight loss advice team, and one of my colleagues there will do an initial assessment and give them initial advice over the phone and book that appointment with the benefit form filler, and I will contact them to complete their form. So what I would do is I would ask the customer the questions on the form that I have in front of me, and I'd record the answers the customer gives me on that form. Once the form has been completed and the customer is happy with everything that's been done, we will print off two copies for the customer, one copy for their records, and attach the other copy to the original benefit form and any supporting documents to the benefit office so they can look at their claim.
It sounds like you have a really busy time of it with all that's going on, but the volunteering kind of really seems to work around that. And a lot of it's obviously very people facing as well. What skills do you think you've developed since volunteering?
listening and communication skills. So in all the roles I do, listening is very important, because if you're not listening properly, you're not understanding what the customer wants or the customer needs. So that's one of the most important things I've acquired.
What would you say to people to encourage them to get involved in volunteering?
It's fantastic, because you're assisting people, you're making a positive contribution to someone's life amidst the many challenges they face. So I would really recommend it to anyone, because you're helping people, you're gaining skills, there's the social aspect, you get to go into an office and speak to your colleagues, and there's so many things you can gain from being a volunteer.
Khadija, thank you very much for telling us your story. It sounds busy but varied, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.